After 2 months of research and deliberation, the governor's Juvenile Justice Review Commission voted 5-3 to close the Ethan Allen School in Delafield. But that's one vote shy of the supermajority needed to pass a favorable recommendation on to the governor. Department of Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish says the report the committee produces will still be helpful in deciding whether to close Ethan Allen or Lincoln Hills in northern Wisconsin.
I mean, these are really complex issues. As the committee discovered, there's positives and negatives on each institution, and those are the things we'll be looking at.
Supporters of closing Ethan Allen, like Commission Chair Jim Moser, say Lincoln Hills has a stronger and more efficient program for teaching and rehabilitating troubled youth.
I think the direction that they've gone in, some additional creativity that they've shown in some of their behavior management programming, all were factors that led me to think, and at least in terms of where is a kid, get some better programming. You know, having said that, there's certainly good stuff at Ethan as well.
Supporters of keeping Ethan Allen open cite its proximity to the urban centers of southeastern Wisconsin, where most juvenile offenders come from, and the success of its vocational training program. But the director of the State Employees Union says the committee ignored the fiscal problem that created the need to close one of the schools in the first place. Marty Beal says the state won't save the money it needs to unless it finds ways to lower the rate that counties pay to house troubled youth at either school. Beal predicts that Governor Doyle won't close either facility and instead will pass the problem on to the next governor. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.